Crisis grows in Iran, Christians are bringing hope. Ministry expansion stirs as Asian markets awake. And an inner city ministry issues a call for help this Easter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran has rejected United Nations sanctions over its refusal to suspend its atomic program. It also says that it will limit its cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog in retaliation for new financial and arms sanctions. Over the growing tensions, Sat7's David Harder says the message of hope broadcast via Sat7 PARS is crucial.
The situation going on with the British soldiers that were taken down in the south is very concerning to Iranians. They feel it's just another brick in the wall of what seems to be building toward a possible confrontation, and that's what people are concerned about, an actual military confrontation.
Isolation will make life even more difficult for those living in Iran, but that could open doors for their ministry. Harder is urging prayer.
It's in this time when the churches within Iran can be reaching out, encouraging people, shining God's light and love, and it's when broadcasting, like Sat7 PARS, can reach in and touch the lives directly of people who are searching for answers, who are searching for a new tomorrow.
Meanwhile, it started in Japan in 1967 as the Language Institute for Evangelism. It later became Life Ministries. Now it's known as Asian Access. Today, Asian Access is celebrating 40 years of ministry. Speaking from Malaysia, the president of Asian Access, Doug Birdsall, says ministry growth has been phenomenal.
Now, over the course of 40 years, the ministry has grown from Japan to reach across Asia, and we've got all of our people here from Japan across to India, from Mongolia in the north to Sri Lanka in the south.
Birdsall says while they've seen incredible growth, it's been wide and not very deep. While Asian Access works in 20 countries, their leadership training is limited.
Currently, we're established in 8 of those countries, and in the coming 6 years, we plan to establish 2 programs a year in each of the following 12 countries.
The additional training should help develop healthy, deep growth. However, funding and more personnel are needed to help accomplish these goals. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. India has a big economic divide, but there's actually a middle class growing and prospering with more cars and more consumer goods. The sheer numbers of this group makes India a major economic player in the global economy. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says their recent Marketplace Missions visit was aimed at preparing Christian business leaders to understand the potential.
That was one of the prime focuses of our conference, bringing together this minority of Christian business leaders in the marketplace and letting them see the historical hour that they are in with this new rise of multinational companies coming into India, the new opportunity, the new economy, how God wants to use them as leaders in the new economy to shine His light, His glory.
As a result, people are beginning to take their own initiative to start Kingdom Business Associations. Meanwhile, World Vision has completed its tsunami operations in India's Andhra Pradesh state. More than 1,400 tsunami-affected families have moved into their new homes. World Vision teams handed over 10 multi-purpose shelters and 5 preschools. World Vision also provided many livelihood recovery projects. The team saw this effort as an opportunity to put their faith into action, pray that the seeds of the love of Christ take root. And while you may not think of yourself as a child evangelist, that's exactly what you become when you help Here's Life Inner City this Easter. Here's Life Inner City plans to hand out 29,000 Easter bags to children in 14 major cities in the U.S. These bags are filled with candy, coloring books that tell the story of Christ, and a salvation bracelet. Last year, entire families came to Christ. Your gift of $75 shares the gospel with 10 children. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. It's the final week, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.